Oh, I think you're. I can't wait to hear this. This is really a moment. This is really a moment.
It's like one of those moments you think, did that really happen? And yes, it really did happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm reading through this stuff. It's incredible.
Here we go. Here is the story. Johnny Depp is finding himself in a bit of a financial mess. And a fight has began. That began. Don't worry, I got this worked out. A fight that began when Johnny Depp sued his longtime business manager for more than $25 billion for mismanaging his finances.
Mm-hmm. $25 million, right?
$25 million bucks. Now, as part of a motion to oppose Johnny's lawyers' attempts to quash deposition subpoenas, is it like too much? A bunch of this stuff has been, a bunch of the emails back and forth have been released.
Mm-hmm. So you get a peek into the life of Johnny Depp and his
yes.
extravagant lifestyle needs and the conversations he has that you thought were private with him and his agents and
yes.
managers.
Exactly. Exactly. So you've got his management team. You got his management team, his agent team. Now, this is a different thing in Hollywood. You can have a manager, an agent, a publicist, and a business manager. By the time you have made, for every $100 you make, after you pay the commissions to those different organizations,
mm-hmm.
you take home about $3.50 out of $100.
It's probably true.
It is very close to being true.
Yeah.
Actually, Hollywood math is about $15. After the government, after taxes,
mm-hmm.
agent, manager, and some of these fees are deductible, but still it doesn't matter.
Jeez, I don't know how they survive on that. Tough break for them.
Well, it's a funny thing, though, but this is how they end up in trouble. Because, you know, he makes $40 million for a movie, and he thinks he's got $40 million.
Then what is he paying the business manager for? Or the accountant?
Right.
To get a lesson one
time,
buddy.
And he pays, but they all take a percentage. That's the thing.
Right, but they should be teaching him, hey, Johnny, this is how much you're getting when they pay you $100 million.
They just kind of want it.
Yeah.
So, now, the management team made public key correspondence from Depp's lawyers, his agent, as well as his sister, who somehow got involved in all
of
this.
Well, she apparently was taking out loans on his behalf, and he's saying that she was unauthorized to do that, and you guys were also unauthorized to be taking out loans for me, and a lot of signatures happened that he says he wasn't aware of for millions of dollars leaving the account.
Right.
Seen it 100 times.
Exactly. Exactly.
But it's a
now
freak show.
I have
it is a freak show.
This is a total freak show.
He had a $2 million a month lifestyle.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Amber accounted for about $1.6 million of that $2 million.
Thank you, Johnny.
She moved on to a billionaire though, so maybe if she was after the money, she did well.
Yeah, maybe hit up that guy for a long time.
I don't know why you have to keep bringing that up. It really makes me very uncomfortable when you bring it up over and over and over again.
I can imagine it's uncomfortable because didn't they put out pictures of themselves kissing on Instagram or something?
Oh,
Elon
God,
Musk.
Oh, God. By the way, she's got oral herpes.
Where'd she get it from?
She was with you, right? All right.
Oh, wait
separate.
A second. Hold on a second. I have to get it out of now.
All right. Here is the... okay, you ready?
Yes. Some of these are just beautiful.
This is from Johnny's agent. Manager.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, sweetheart, baby, bubby, darling.
Added that.
I wanted to be sure to reach out to you personally before you left, since my email to you in September, I have done what I was told you wanted done, meaning getting us through. That's in quotation marks. Getting us through financially until work could start again. The good news is that so far we have been able to do that. Notwithstanding, I need your help in a variety of ways. First, we need to, in quotes again, take it easy on holiday spending.
Take it easy.
Second, we need to discuss some dollar limit in the upcoming Dillinger auction. Third, I need to be able to sit with you on your return from this trip and before you leave for France.
He writes...
That's pronounced France.
Even when you're from Kentucky, it's still pronounced France, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
He said, forget the Dillinger auction. I'll be starting The Tourist on or about mid-February, which will be 20 mil. Then I'll virtually go straight to Pirates 4 for 35 mil, and then in turn to Dark Shadows for another 20 mil. I hope that by the amount that that will be coming in from the work in the coming year, the back proceeds will put everything straight. Seemed like it should
baby
be
baby, sweetheart, listen, we're not quite there yet. Third, I need you to be able to sit with you on your return. What we have borrowed, we have to go over what we have borrowed in order to sustain ourselves. And what we have to do to obtain those borrowings, what is now necessary to pay those borrowings back, and finally, to look realistically at income and expenses and to work together on how to make sure that we are back in balance. I know that things are hectic, sweetheart, darling, booby, for you at the moment, but know that I am always available, day or night, if you want to discuss any of this now. My best, and please travel safely. Even though I took out Key Man Insurance, we'd make a lot of money if the plane went down.
Oh, gosh.
Joe.
Hope you didn't say that part.
Now, this is Johnny's response to Joel, his manager.
Joel.
By the way, this is all in lowercase letters. There's no capitalization. It's like E.E. Cummings.
Yeah.
Right? So he's got that conceit going
all
in
right,
this.
The first, there's no caps.
It's Dear Joel and then the equal sign. That's the way it's written. Not comma, but equals. The only thing that is capitalized in here are the actual movie titles and his own name.
Oh, his own name, too.
Joel, first, thank you for dealing and getting me through. Secondly, I'm doing my very best on holiday spending, but there's only so much I can do, as I need to give my kiddies and family as good a Christmas as possible.
Actually, it's even worse than that. It's...
What?
As I need to give my kiddies and famille as good a Christmas as possible.
Is that the French?
Wait, does he have kids?
Apparently I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know their
names. One of his kids is a model, supermodel almost.
Yes, of course.
Oh my God, I never knew this, Johnny.
Yeah, now I've got kiddies and I've got a famille.
Did they get along with Amber?
That is one of the reasons that Amber and I had to break up. She did not get along with my children, but then again, I had trouble introducing them to her because I don't know their names.
Stop.
And then you had to put them both in a timeout.
Obviously, I will be within reason, but regarding the plane situation, I don't have all that many options at the moment. A commercial flight with paparazzi in tow would be an effing nightmare of monumental proportions.
Plus, there's no leg space, so I can get that.
Flying commercial.
Plus, they don't allow me to take my sword on board with me.
The whole pirate getup doesn't work. It really doesn't. There's a dress code.
I sometimes like to travel with a musket, too. That is actually buried in my sash. They tend to frown on that at the TSA.
Classic TSA, giving people problems.
I know that I'll be starting The Tourist on about the 15th of February, which will be 20 mil. Then I will go virtually straight to Piratix 4.
That's how you spelled it. This part's beautiful.
For 35 mil, and then Dark Shadows for another 20 mil. I hope that by the amount that will be coming in from work the coming year, also back-end proceeds, everything will be straight. What else can I do? You want me to sail the same art? I will. You want me to sell something else? Sure. What? Boat is going to be chartered at New Year's, and Sony then will charter it for the tourist shoot in Venice. Other than that, I got bikes and cars and property and books and paintings and some semblance of a soul left.
Oh, gosh. That got dark.
Where would you like me to start? I don't like being in this situation, but there wasn't a whole lot of choice. As the Rum Diary was a sacrifice we knew would be happening. And the last proper paycheck was Public Enemies.
How much are you selling your soul for?
35 million.
In.
There's not much left
deal.
Of it.
Turns out Johnny Depp was living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, he had the 20 mil covered expenses, then he waited for the 35, and then the next 20.
I guess that means something different for everyone.
I'll be doing my best, Joel. Love to you and yours.
Now, this is where it gets really good. This is where it gets really good. Here's Joel's response to Johnny's sister, who's asking about the money.
She's reaching out to try to get money, it sounds like.
Sister of Booby Darling Sweetheart. I know how crazy things are and how they have been. I'm fearful of the bank's reaction to still not having received back-signed loan documents. We are almost $4 million overdrawn.
Oh, gosh.
They are not likely to extend credit beyond $6 million. They've agreed to lend that, but they're threatening to withhold much beyond the current $4 million. Overdraft any day without signed documents. How can I help? And then she goes on to write that they have $1 million in overdrafts. $1 million in overdraft fines.
You think they're going to waive those fees?
Sometimes they'll waive the fees. They'll give you a little, you know, cushion.
Yeah, they do it for me once in a while, but you really got to beg them even for 35.
You got to call them. Imagine Johnny Depp.
I go in person. I get a lollipop, maybe a little coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, the 35 bucks, I didn't know the bill was due then, and...
They'll wave it for you once in a while.
First National Bank, this is Johnny Depp. I would like to tell you that I might be a little bit late in paying my $4 million loan and my $1 million in overdrafts.
Sir, can you please speak into the microphone?
I believe I was out of country at the time, and I believe that when I posted it out of France, perhaps it was lost in the mail.
What country?
France.
Were you there with your famille?
You're in the drive-thru, not the bank line, Johnny, by the way.
I'm speaking to you by telephone.
Oh, okay.
That's how I'm doing it.
I thought you were talking into
it. I thought it was through the tube.
I believe this is telephone. I'm not quite sure even if I'm talking into
it. You're in a Burger King drive-thru right now, Johnny.
It's got a cord attached to it. I don't exactly know what it is. But my agent, Joel, is making me make this telephone call even though I hate his guts.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to waive those fees.
Joel, I told you they weren't going to waive those fees.
$1 million. Oh, gosh.
$1 million in overdraft fees. But it is the part about the airplane is the best.
Well, he was the highest paid actor of 2016. And yeah. He couldn't make the numbers work.
That's what happens. I'm telling you, Hollywood math, it's you gotta try it. It's really something what he's thinking right there?
Mm-hmm.
He's got 20 plus, $75 million coming in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that means it's $75 million. But by the time he is done paying everything,
right?
Because he's got, so $75 million, it's gone, half of it. Let's say he takes 40 after the government, right?
Okay.
And then, but of 75,
still seems like a lot.
He's got another like 30. Right, that goes away right off the top to all these other business interests,
mm-hmm. And then managers, agents, the 10%.
So he's already lost 75% of it.
Gee.
Before he's going to get 25 cents on the dollar to start, and that's on a good day. That's not heavy. And now all of a sudden he's got the bank coming after him.
He should go 5 for $15. This is ridiculous.
And then he goes to the Dillinger auction and he pays $5 million mm-hmm. for a cast of Dillinger's junk, which is exists.
He did that.
I thought he was selling the Dillinger stuff.
I think he's buying at the Dillinger auction.
He was collecting a bunch of it?
Yes.
And then was supposed to...
there's a cast of Dillinger's, woo-woo, because apparently it was spectacular.
Oh. Hmm.
And so, and that goes for like $5 million.
If you can find a buyer, and obviously he did.
Yeah, but he's the buyer. He's the one buying. So they're who's going to pay $5 million for this? You know who's going to do it? That idiot Johnny Depp.
I would like the cast, the actual cast of John Dillinger's penis, please. And I'm willing to pay any price possible.
Do you think he gets his money back on the giant bunny that didn't make it in his possession?
That's right.
I don't know why you brought that up. It's such an incredible tragedy for me. But, of course, it reminded me of Alice in Wonderland, which, of course, was another tragedy for me.
Probably not financially. Just the movie turned out to be
terrible.
I would like
Violetta now to do WGN traffic trouble spots, please.
I have to follow that.